Devil's Litter.
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on December 30th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, the final show of the year, we have Grimstone Incorporated and MPI in the studio. We'll also be talking about our most recent investigation in Mitchell, Indiana. The phone lines are wide open for the whole night, so be gentle.
Very nice.
Lots of noise.
Back to the music. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I am Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Like what? I said before, just before we were going on the air, I reminded you guys
that this is the final show of the year?
No, that we have no notes for the night.
Yes, we were very happy.
Yay!
My anal retentiveness, it kind of loosens up once a year.
We have that to look forward to once a year.
Yeah, once a year, Scrooge.
And we saw the product that you used to do it out there. That was very, very good. Very good, yes.
Yeah, that was one of my... Somebody's going to have to grab that later on.
That's what you're getting for Christmas every year from now on.
By no doubt, we're going to need filler tonight. So we can read the colon blow pack later if you guys want.
Please, God, not between the second.
Not between the second and third hour.
No.
We're not following the directions.
This is kind of a different show we're doing tonight. Because it really is. We just decided. Well, we talked about this about 2 months ago.
Yep.
And we were like, what are we going to do for the end of the year? Well, last year, for example, we weren't even here. We weren't even in the studio for the last 2 weeks of the year.
Nope.
Logistically, the way the calendar fell, it was on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and we didn't think we should be broadcasting those nights because no one would be here.
Right.
Most likely you or Bonnie. I would be the only guy here going, I'm at work. What's going on? But no, we took last year off, but we're here this year, and we talked about what we were going to do, and we just decided to leave the show wide open. And see where it takes us. Thankfully, we did do some work this week, some real work this week. It was pretty wild. Mitchell, Indiana, like you mentioned before. We're going to get to that later on. And again, we don't have any notes here, so, I feel like a lost kid in the woods right now.
Well, I've been doing the circuit. I've been going on talk shows and things like that talking about Whispers Estate.
Yeah, yeah.
So we all headed down there on Thursday, the 95th anniversary.
Do we want to get into that
Rachel's
right?
Rachel's passing? No, I'm just doing Overcast.
Oh, okay. All right. Again, no notes.
Overview.
Again, no notes.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll jot it down for you real quick, and then you can say, oh, Doug's doing the overview of our event, and then we're going to do introduction.
All right, okay, get on with it. Shut up.
So I've been doing the talk show circuit. I went and talked to Tim Yancey.
TimYancey.com.
And congratulations to them, by the way.
Oh, man, I so didn't clip that.
I have it on my computer at home, but I don't have it here.
Darn!
But, yeah.
See what happens when we don't have notes?
The big...
I'm serious, man. I'm totally unorganized right now. We were going to replay that.
The big news is Tim proposed to Trish on last week's Encounters Live.
We can reenact it if you want.
Okay.
I'll play Tim. Bonnie plays Trish.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Please no. Amber, play Trish. Well, All right, she won't go near a microphone. I'll do
You're going to have to do
she's
it.
She's not. I don't think she'd say yes yet.
Okay. So,
I'm just.
I don't think I will with him playing Tim, but go ahead.
I want to do a funny voice, but I don't want to offend Tim, though.
Okay.
So how am I going to do that?
Tim's
got that voice. Well, he's got a good radio
voice. He's got that radio voice that sends shivers up
and down. But it isn't like the fake news guy voice that we always make fun of on this show.
Right.
But he's got a good voice. This is going to be really lame. I think it's going to be... Okay, well, I'll try it, though.
Okay, go.
Trish. I can't...
It's close.
That's good. Go with it.
I'm pissed on this. Will you marry me?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Sorry, for us, then you have to say, was that a yes? So was that a yes?
Yes! Oh my god!
That was that.
Yay!
Sorry.
We are so.
I was so gonna play. Oh my god, dude! I was so gonna like. I had that. Remember, we sat here after the show last week.
Yes.
And we recorded it on the computer as we speak, but it's part of. It's buried in a pile of audio right now.
But we have. We are so proud of Tim.
Yeah.
And so happy Trish said yes. and it's just absolutely awesome. So happy for both of them.
Well, Tim's been a good friend of the show for. God, eons now. He's been here since day one pretty much with us, and he's been through all the rough times and the fun times, and he's always been a friend to us and given us pointers, and we've given him pointers too. God, I don't know why, but we've given him pointers also, and we've just been great friends. We finally get to meet Tim in the flesh and Trish this year.
Oh, in March.
In Arkansas. That was the first time we got to meet Tim, and it was just a... It was the most amazing thing. The funniest part I remember was when I was setting up all the gear and stuff.
And he didn't have long hair.
No, I let him cut his hair off.
Yeah, I was expecting like long hair down to the floor and stuff, and it wasn't.
He cut his hair off, but I remember I was setting all the gear up, and we were in a major hurry trying to get things going. You guys were picking the rest of the crew up at the airport, I think, or something like that. You guys were on the road somewhere. Nathan, yeah. And I was setting gear up there, and I'm like, I'm just trying to plug stuff in. And here comes Tim in his all-black suit, you know, that suit he wears.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like... Oh, my God, it's so great to meet you, but you have to wait 15 minutes. Go away. I felt so bad. But, no, we got to meet those guys for the first time. We saw them also in Louisville at the 6th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Conference. And it's just been such a great year with those guys especially, and we're so happy.
And he started Encounters Live.
Yeah.
And he's getting killer married.
Show.
So 2007 was definitely
and that
banner,
show owns, too. That
banner year for Tim Yancey. TimYancey.com. Back to the recap.
Yeah,
I was on his show talking about Whispers.
That was a good pullback, though. I like that. It was nice.
And I was on his show talking about Whispers a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I've of course been talking about it on our show.
Yeah.
And so we booked a night, and I had called Jarrett Marshall, the owner, and said, "Look, I want. I know it's like immediately after Christmas and stuff like that, but I want Thursday the 27th because I want the whole house, mm-hmm. everything, mm-hmm. because of that's the 95th anniversary of Rachel's passing away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just had a hunch that would be a, you know, I mean, you know, you've heard of anniversary things before, you know, anniversary hauntings and stuff. So I thought, well, we'll give it a try.
Yeah.
And so he agreed,
mm-hmm.
and he... you know, made the house. He was making the house ready anyway,
mm-hmm.
for a party that's coming up because he's having a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, really?
But he, you know, he basically was readying the house anyway. So he's like, "Sure, come on down." So we went. We all went down there and had a blast. And we're gonna play clips.
We're gonna talk about the whole night because
we're gonna talk about it off and on the entire night.
We spent the last 2 days discussing this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, speaking of Tim Yancey, he called me yesterday asking. You know, we talked about it for a little while on the phone too. We've all been, like, all of us involved, because of the people that were in attendance was Mr. Gowan, Jason Gowan, who we'll probably be talking to later on also.
Yeah.
Our buddy Chris from Chicago, Sean, the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show, is there also with us. The three of us from Ghostly Talk, my illustrious girlfriend Amber Rose was there. We had a really great crew. We had a great bunch. Did I miss anybody?
Jack.
Yeah, Jack. You missed Jack.
Jack was there.
Oh, yeah, Jack. Yeah,
Jack was there.
Great guy. Awesome.
He came with Gowan in a bag.
Oh, yeah, Jack. The Wooden Jack.
Yeah.
You could never tell a lie.
So Jack was there.
Yeah, so a great crew of people we had, and we're going to really get into that.
Excellent.
A lot into the show. Can I please read this article?
Well,
after
introductions, we have to go through introductions.
You want to do introductions?
Can you see on my notes?
It's on your notes.
It's in invisible ink, but, you know.
Okay, I got it, but we're going to get into this.
Yes, we are. We're going to read that. We got 3 hours, and I'm sure we'll get to that. Okay.
But, Doug, I want to read it now!
Right. In the studio tonight,
yeah.
We have representatives from the, well, I'm having to be wary.
Boy, yeah, look at the favoritism here, guys.
Yeah, what's with
and it? He was your favorite, too.
They've been ribbing me for, like, weeks that I'm your favorite Ghostly Talk
you
host.
Think?
And,
you are. They only invite us to stuff now because we're in the room when they invite you. Yeah.
Every time we're here, we go through this, guys. Come on.
So I'm wearing I'm wearing a Grimstone Incorporated T-shirt.
I was wearing my Grimstone shirt yesterday, by the way, Chris.
Excellent.
So all the people at that big chain restaurant that starts with an A love me over there. They all know who you guys are. Well, we've actually Amber vouched for this. We were there 3 times this week.
Oh my God!
I don't know how we had a gift certificate the first time, and then we were just had nowhere else to go the second time, and then my parents had gift certificates the third time, which was last night. So I'm like, well, you know, and we got, didn't I get, I got the same thing, did you? No. I got the same thing 3 times.
I happen to know that your girlfriend, Amber, happens to like a big chain restaurant that starts with C and B.
Yeah.
Did you take
her? She wrote a song about it.
She even wrote a song about it. So you're taking her to the big chain restaurant that starts with A?
Well, the CB only is for special occasions, I think.
Ah.
We didn't even realize there was a CB here, like right in town, like down the road. I swear to God, we didn't know this at all. The only time we go to the CNB is when we were on the road for the show.
Right.
But now, we've only been there once, actually, so far. But, yeah, I know.
She looks
paid.
Like, yes, I'm counting.
We've definitely neglected the CB. Let's do the introductions. I don't know how we got on restaurants.
We happen to have in the studio tonight a representative, the biggest representative, the number
the
numero uno. We have Chris Bailey from Grimstone Inc. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. I know you've been in studio several times this year.
Quite a few, thank you.
And so we thought it only appropriate to invite you to the, you know, like closing of the year, beginning of the next year, you know, out with the old, in with the new, that kind of thing, and see what your perspective on 2007 and what your perspective on 2008 is or will be.
We'll get into that.
How does that sound?
No, Chris is a good friend of ours.
He's
been
that's
here.
True.
Did we ever tell this story? Did we ever tell this story on the air of how we met Grim? I think we did a long time
ago.
Then
again, I don't like Scott.
Well, yeah, they flew in. It was at Amber's.
Well, yeah, but the irony is he lives like a mile, like a couple miles away. And we've known about these guys for years, and we're like, so where do you live? Well, I live in Warren. Well, wait a minute, we live in Warren, too. What's going on here? Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man.
Always a pleasure.
Doug?
Oh, I was...
Yeah,
come on!
Yeah.
I thought you had taken over the show.
Oh, no, I...
don't touch. Were you going to...
I'm going to be hovering over your button all night long.
Tink! Oops. Doug, you're not going to be part of the show.
Folks from MPI are in the show.
We also have the folks from Metro Paranormal. Is it Investigations or Incorporated? What's the I stand for?
Investigation.
Metro Paranormal Investigations. We've got Kevin.
Yes.
Who, this is your first time in the...
It's the law.
It's the law. We brought the law. He's watching over the show. He's making assigned disclaimers as we talk.
Yeah, give us some players and I'll how many laws do we break in a 3-hour broadcast?
Approximately.
Yeah, if you can give us like a list of that, like an itemized list, that'd be really great.
I'm not sure if you really want to know that.
We met Kevin at the Christmas party a few weeks ago for the MPI Christmas party, and we had an absolute riot with you. I know I did. We exchanged court stories all night long, which was interesting.
Yeah, that we did.
That was a riot. But it's good to have you here. Thanks for hanging out
with us. Thanks for
having
me. Yeah.
And, of course, we've got Chris.
Hello.
Chris from MPI. And you are, your thing on Satan's website is MPI. You're Metro Paranormal, right?
Yep, that's Metro
yours.
Paranormal.
So it's like yours and the clubs, like both?
Yeah, I'm the one that normally ghosts over Satan's website, you know, just kind of hanging out there. That's normally me when people see it.
Yeah,
you can tell it's his because all comments from that page are penguins.
Every single thing has a penguin in it, yeah.
Absolutely. If I could work it into the green MPI ghost, it'd probably be a green penguin ghost.
Welcome to the studio. Well, you guys were just here not too long ago, too, so welcome back, actually.
Awesome to be back.
We have Dwayne, also.
Are we going to get it right this time?
I'm sorry. That was totally intentional. Wayne is with us also from MPI. Welcome. Good to
Thanks
have you
for
here.
Having.
We all had a great time. Again, I'll mention that again. We had a good time at the party.
I showed you in my phone why we're why we called you Dwayne, right?
No.
Didn't I show you? Because,
Oh, this is exciting. Come on, Doug.
Because we happen to know a Dwayne.
So oh, yeah,
it wasn't even spelled like that.
He's going to be on the show in January.
Well,
also.
That's because he spells wrong. This is correct.
I'm just a terrible spell. Yeah, you're speaking of Dwayne Clark,
yes.
Actually. He's going to be on the show in January. He has a new book out that's sitting right over there. He sent us a copy.
Excellent.
Hi, Dwayne. I don't know if he's listening or not. Good to have all you guys here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, this is just kind of the show we're doing here. We don't even know where this thing's going to go. We do know a few things we're going to talk about, but
yes.
We don't really have any like set thing here. If you're listening to the show, you want to call in, feel free. I'm keeping an eye on the line.
What's the number, Bonnie?
Yeah. The number is 605-475-8590. When asked for the special conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
I think we're just going to make that into a sample and just push the button and make that happen from now on. Because you do that, I mean, you got to pretty much memorize now, Bonnie, so I think I will have to use that as a sample. What are you doing, Doug?
Well, I see a phone number that I may or may not recognize.
Yes,
I do recognize that number in the list.
Who is it?
That would be the Ghost Man.
Oh, really? You think
Sean
we should
B?
Pull,
yeah.
You think we should just pull him on?
He was at Whispers.
You want to pull him on?
Yeah, pull
him. What about the article?
Oh, all right, do the article.
Sean, we know you're on the line. Stand by. I don't know if he's going to be listening all night, but stand by for a little while. I have to read this thing. Now, this is an article that Amber...
Don't butcher it.
I'm really going to do a good job on this, I think.
Excellent.
I'm really gonna, but Amber...
And we're going to produce this, put it on a CD, and sell it for $10, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Right,
I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure.
On Dr.
Tracy,
Don's website?
On Dr. Don's
Tracy
website.
Lawrence, the author, is going to love us. There's this gentleman from Muskegon, Michigan, named Tracy Lawrence, and Amber reads a lot of his stuff. And he writes some pretty hilarious articles. A lot of stuff's really funny, but there's a lot of truth in his humor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see... as I'm reading this, I think we're going to see a lot of heads doing this, going, because I read this to my parents, and they were like, my God, this guy's so on, right? And this is just something I had to get this out, because this is just... It's insane. And the title of the article is Barney Must Die.
I like it already.
I agree.
If that's any indication of where we're going here, it's by Tracy Lawrence. He actually authored this on the 20th of December, just a few days ago, as a matter of fact. After much thought and careful consideration, I've decided that Barney must die. I didn't come to this conclusion based on the idiocy of the popular children's show, and believe me, it's idiotic, or on the annoyance level of the main character, and believe me, he's annoying. I came to this conclusion after examining the generations of children the giant purple dinosaur helped raise.
Okay.
Our gears are turning now as we speak. You see, the problem is the Barney parents who threw their kids in front of the TV to be raised by a stuffed animal never really listened to the message he was sending. The kids were watching zombie-like, and that was good enough for mom. Meanwhile, Barney's drilling away at their little brains, telling them that they're as smart as grown-ups, telling them that everyone loved them, and working overtime to create in these children what will ultimately be the downfall of our society, the dreaded self-esteem. Everybody follow me so far?
I'm just looking interested. Go ahead.
I'm trying to pretend, but it's not working.
Is this bad? Should I read this?
Awesome.
Because I'm already into it now.
I'm hanging on every word.
There is a fine line between self-esteem and narcissism, and that line was crossed about two generations ago. Whether it was Barney, the equally insidious Sesame Street, which I grew up on,
mm-hmm.
which kind of surprises me, or any of the myriad knockoff shows, the result is the same. Wave after wave of narcissistic jerks raised on the belief that we live in a world without consequences. Oh, God. And this really does, when you think about the paranormal right now, I think it does tie in to a certain degree. Let's look at the current... It always ties in. You know how I do this show. Come on. Let's look at the current problems in the housing market. It seems every day there's a congressman coming out with a plan to save the poor souls who are trapped by adjustable rate mortgages. Why? Why are we helping them? The rules were right there. This is a rate we will charge you for your mortgage. If the rate goes up, you have to pay more. Seems simple enough, but But let me tell you how a Barney kid sees that. A Barney kid gets out of college and is in no mood to live in a starter home. Nope, he or she has to go right to the valued, the vaulted entryway in a fancy new subdivision. All he or she cares about is the monthly payment. So the happy young couple signs on for an adjustable rate mortgage that they can barely afford. Then, of course, they have to decorate the place. So out comes the credit cards. And you can't have a three-car garage without at least two SUVs. Next thing you know, interest rates go up and the house of cards comes crumbling down. We think we've all talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now, pre-Barney people would say, darn, I messed up. I better take on extra work to dig myself out of this mess. The Barney kid says, hey, the mean old bank is trying to take away all my stuff I can't afford. I think the government should bail me out.
Wow.
And I'm sure somehow the government will. And they are, actually, right now, aren't they?
I don't know. I heard that the banks had default or foreclosed or something on billions of dollars worth of loans.
If you want to see a fabulous example of Barney kids in action, watch the game show Deal or No Deal and look at the contestants. I love to watch that show just to cheer against the fame-hungry greedmongers. I don't think I've ever seen a contestant on that show that I liked. I get great pleasure from watching them pass on a couple hundred grand to just walk out with $5 and the look on their faces that says, but Barney said I could have anything I wanted, and I wanted a suitcase full of money. Ain't that the truth?
Oops. Well, I have to kind of agree.
Okay, what's that?
Although I do like some of the people who are on there.
Oh, you're talking about the game show itself.
The game show itself. Some of the people who are on there are really interesting, but it's a wonderful psychological experiment.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do find that people are, like, immensely greedy.
Oh, absolutely.
It's hilarious.
Oops, Barney lied. Here's an example of Barneyism a little closer to home. I was at a gas station last summer, parked up against the curb, parallel to the building, between the lines, just like I was supposed to be. I got in my car to leave, and another car pulled in front of me, perpendicular to me, right across my front bumper so that my bumper was about a foot away from his passenger side tire. He was not only blocking me, he was blocking two gas pumps. The driver, approximately age 25, gets out of his car, and I give him the what the look. You know, we all do that stuff out there. And he stares right back at me and says, what's your problem? You can back up and go around. That's a Barney kid. Is somebody's phone going off?
Mine, probably. No, it's not mine.
I was at Red Lobster recently, and two girls walked in. They were maybe 17 years old. The waitress sat them down directly across from our table, and the girls immediately kicked off their flip-flops and whipped out their cell phones. I was entranced by their behavior. They ordered their food, two salads, and ate their entire meal and never once put their phones down. But it wasn't their phones that bothered me so much. The phones were just covering up their crushing insecurities. It was the kicking off of the shoes and the eating barefoot in a relatively nice restaurant that annoyed me.
Okay, calling RL relatively nice is hilarious.
It's not a bad restaurant.
Bonnie, what do you think of RL?
It's the most hideous place I've ever been in my life and should be burned to the ground.
It's two against one. It's a bad place.
Again, the message is being sent, I don't care if you have to stare at my filthy feet. I'm comfortable, and Barney says that it's all that matters. These were Barney girls at their finest, playing grown-up at a restaurant. No consideration for anyone around them, no consideration for the person across from them, and no consideration for the person on the other end of the phone call. A big problem in this country right now is freedom. There's too much of it. Now, this is where I'm a little bit leery on this. But he does make a good point about that. Freedom without responsibility is chaos. Absolutely, I agree. We need rules to hold our society together. We need consequences for not paying your mortgage. We need parking spaces for ease of traffic flow. And we need basic rules of etiquette to make dining out a pleasure for everyone. MySpace, and I'm saying MySpace this time.
Yeah.
MySpace and iPods have picked up where Barney left off and are working hard to make every kid an island to make sure every kid believes that they truly are the center of the universe. Our society is fraying at the edges faster than we realize, and its collapse is inevitable if we don't get back to the basics. You know that part of the Pledge of Allegiance where it says indivisible? Well, guess what? We're suddenly very divisible, and if we don't get back to being a country instead of a collection of individuals, our democracy will soon go away of the dinosaur. I had to read this article. I thought this was absolutely so true in a lot of ways, And you're scratching your beard. So I feel my head getting eaten off as
No, feet. Not at all. I'm actually glad you brought this up.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Because it does say a lot about 2007 and what we hope for 2008.
Absolutely.
You know, which says a lot about, you know, hopefully what will be the past and what we hope for the future.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm addicted to MySpace now, so I can't. But I don't think I'm a Barney kid. I grew up on.
You're not.
I didn't even grow up on Sesame Street. I grew up reading.
I think the big point that
I read. I was a reader.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up on any of that. I mean, yeah, I watched Sesame Street. And my favorite character was Snuffleupagus. It was just a big, dopehead or whatever he was.
He was stoned all the time.
He was just constantly stoned, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. You know, that's why I'm, you know, pretty much an inner hippie, you know.
Anti-drug now.
Yeah. Well, I haven't done... Anyway. So... It's weeks! No.
It's been weeks since I did heroin. What are you talking about? I think a lot of what Tracy was saying there is responsibility.
I totally lost my train of thought, so, yeah.
No, well, I was picking up where you left off. I felt you. That happen.
Thank you.
How in tune we are, man.
I totally lost it. Yeah.
I think the main point he was making was responsibility. It isn't just about houses or things like that.
It's also about manners. I remember reading Miss Man. Well, see, I used to read. I don't think a lot of people read anything but MySpace surveys nowadays, which I hope you do read all my surveys because I like filling them out. But the... there was an article in the paper, I don't even know if it exists anymore, called Miss Manners.
Yeah.
Judith somebody or other did these things.
Judith Manners?
Judith Manners. Yeah, okay. That, yeah, I'm
you
sure
run with that one.
Yeah. And people say, you know, when I go over to my in-law's house and then they, you know, like... strip me down to my underclothes and then strap me to a chair and then plug me into a light socket.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say anything rude to them. and she's always like, okay, well, here's the thing. They're being rude to you, so you've got to stand up for your rights, you know. Or sometimes when they go, you know, when I do that to my in-laws, am I being rude? Yes, you are, you know. And so people learned these basic things.
Yeah.
That, you know, that you're not supposed to... be rude or... And you learn these manners. And we don't have them anymore.
We got like 1 minute before we're going to go to break. But
okay.
The one thing that I've noticed, and I've actually seen a lot of articles on this, and, you know, the day I've heard of this happen with the people in the 20 to 25-year age bracket, you know, if you get fired from a job, right, you know, this is just an example I've heard of. You know, if you're not doing a job, you're going to get fired. You know, you got to work, take care of your business, do what you have to do, do what they're paying you to do. And there's people that are being let go in the job market now. And I've actually heard of stories where parents, a 25-year-old young man or young woman, are losing their jobs and their parents are calling the employer yelling at them. Okay?
You're kidding.
Yeah. This is
You've heard
going,
this?
This is going on, yeah.
This is happening?
Yeah, and my response to that is, like, this is not elementary school anymore. If your kid bombs their arithmetic, you know, there's adding a subtraction test, you know, I still think it's ridiculous to call in and yell about that, too. This child has to be responsible for this. The teacher taught them, or, I mean, every situation is different, but the teacher hopefully taught them these skills. If they can't do them, the parent, I mean... They're going to flunk out. But if you lose a job at 25 years old, where does a parent have the right to contact the employer and yell at them?
Well, I actually think it's kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
I can actually tell you it also happens at 30.
It happens at 30?
Oh, you mean that one guy?
Someone that I used to work with, his mother actually had the audacity to go up to his boss in the middle of a funeral and start yelling at him because he was harassing her son.
Wow. It is hilarious, but at the same time, it comes down to what the whole point of that article, I think, was. It's responsibility for yourself and yourself only in most cases. If you've lost that job, you lost the job on your own, I think. I'm sure there's situations out there where somebody might not like you. I've been in one myself. I know, okay? But generally, it comes down to you having the responsibility on your own and handling the problems by yourself. Your parents, and this is for a lot of the kids that listen to this show. There's a lot of young kids, I think, that listen to this show, and probably not long after this. But,
I wonder what our demographic is.
But, you know...
I have no idea.
It's on your shoulders. especially, you know, and there is a lot of relation to this in the paranormal field, too, I think.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about
Let's talk about responsibility and irresponsibility and ghost hunting in the next half hour. Well, I also want to find out your highlights of 2000.
Yeah, we're going to get on that, too.
He said irresponsibility as he looked at me.
Well, no, I looked at the computer screen because I've got clips showing the irresponsible way to do some ghost hunting.
And, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah, we got those. Those are a little pop. We'll talk about that a little bit. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after
Hilarious.
This.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hey, Scott O. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Do you believe in things that go bump in the night? Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. Whether you're an amateur or a professional paranormal investigator, the Night Watchers want you to investigate some of the country's most haunted places. The Night Watchers want you. Already in a group? Perfect. Groups are welcome. Join today at nightwatchers.info. Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. The future of paranormal investigation.
Welcome to Darker Side of the Moon, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Our activity, we can't handle everybody.
out the door.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the worst offenders in the 20th century. A man who had, in fact, harbored terrorists in Iraq, who had developed weapons of mass destruction, of course. He was one of the most brutal dictators of modern times. He wrapped up a large part of the Al-Qaeda organization. But there's still a lot of folks out there. There's training camps in Afghanistan in the late 90s. Probably processed by one estimate at least 20,000 terrorists in that.
Cinema. We host classic B, horror, and sci-fi movies. All the good stuff you grew up with as a kid. And we show them every single month here in the Detroit area. But guess what, boys and girls? It's coming to you soon via the internet. To find out more, visit www.nightmarecinema.com. That's S-I-N-E-M-A. It's Wolfman Mac. Scare you later, babies!
Power Hub Radio.
The internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium.
Where is the Lawrence House?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder and was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we know where we're going, and a rope, so we can tie it around so we don't get taken away by the spirit. So that
hey,
was me.
Isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Para Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org.
I'm gonna get scolded apparently. I don't know what happened.
I think it's awesome.
I didn't do it. I'm trying to pull them up right now, but for some reason it's. Well, we got everybody calling in now. Everybody wants to talk to us apparently.
Bring them both.
I love it.
Oh, I'm trying.
Throw out the number again, real quick.
605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Excellent.
Callers on the line, can you guys hear us? You there?
I can hear you.
Ah, there we go.
Nathan, my love.
Is Sean there also?
Oh, God. Is he?
Oh, he's not active yet.
He will be in a second, I think.
We have to activate his
What I do, Nathan, what's wrong here? I did something wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong. You were off the air, was on the phone line.
What'd I do?
Get him, Nathan, get him.
Go ahead. I deserve it.
I'm such a good little boy, I won't repeat what Scott said, but...
Oh, boy. Don't type it in there either. Email me with
it. Send it to me in a private message, Nathan.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We have the technology.
Then we'll pass it around the studio. That'll be awesome.
What's going on, Nathan? How you doing, man?
Oh, I was just listening to the show earlier. And first of all, I would like to make a point of the article you were reading earlier.
Yeah.
So I agree with it fully. What is a democracy if it's not a group of individuals?
Well, yeah, I think the point was is that, you know, you do have to have your... I think individuality is very important. I mean, I think all the people sitting in the studio right now, yourself included, Nathan, on the phone, I think everybody has to have a sense of individualism, but at the same time, you have to have a sense of responsibility, and you do have to abide by a couple of simple rules, right? And not all these rules are written down, I don't think. I think some of these things are just personal etiquette that you might just have to live by. I mean, you know, just be cool with people, you know...
used to be common sense, the golden rule.
Well, I mean, there's things
like that.
I don't take these things for granted, I think. I mean, for example, I like to open doors for people. I think it's cool to open doors for people. I say thank you when someone opens the door for me. I say thank you. Even though I found this out, for example, in traffic, and Amber pointed this out, actually, a while back, it is actually illegal for you. You should not let people in the traffic, for example. Like if somebody's trying to get out of a driveway or something, it's actually illegal for you to do that. You're not supposed to let people out. You follow what I'm saying, Doug?
Okay.
You're not supposed to do that.
I don't. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm cool on that, Kevin. We're not going to be in court over that.
Wait, we got a lawyer here. Isn't that true? Kevin, isn't that true?
Be honest with you, I never heard of that.
I heard.
There you go. I always let him out.
Well, yeah, so do I. But I mean, Nathan, are you following what I'm saying on that, dude?
I do. I understand it completely, and I think one of the problems is not so much that people are forgetting the rules, but that there have been rules put against other people from reminding people that they are forgetting the rules. You know?
Well, that's the problem. There is indeed a huge bureaucracy involved as well. So
yeah,
you really
right.
Sometimes don't really know how to act. Hey, I think we've unmuted Sean.
Sean, are you there?
Mr. Ghost Man, are you on the line?
Am I on the line, baby?
You are on the line. I can tell.
Boy. Hey, I just want to say, long-time caller, first-time listener, baby.
Woo-hoo!
I think Barney kids should look for a fixed rate, okay? That's what I think.
That's what I think, too. They need a fixed rate, a conventional mortgage.
Well, here's the basis of all financing, and this is what I learned years ago in college, and I think it holds true still today. Financing is based on one thing and one thing only, impatience. Think about it for a second.
You want something now.
But you can't afford it, I finance a car. I finance my car. I finance the winery here, for example, right? I could spend the next 30 years saving my money so when I'm 65 years old I can finally buy a house. or I can get one now, right? And take a mortgage. And there's things, we know all the stuff that's put in place for that. But that, in my opinion, and this is, I mean, I've talked to people that, you know, are accredited. They say that is the basis for financing is impatience. You want something now, but you can't afford it. So, I mean, credit cards, my God. I mean, there's the crown jewel right there for impatience.
The fast food of impatience.
Nathan?
Financing has taken a whole nother route now since we're in a generation of people who think, why not me? So-and-so has this, so why not me? Well,
why not me?
Dollars and, well, you know, but the common person wants to know, why can't I have the same things that the people who are super rich have?
Well, that's...
So they don't worry about
that. And I agree. I always say, why not Sean?
I always say I blame Doug.
Well, that's all status, though. That's all status. And I'll give you an example just from last night. Before we met my folks for dinner, we were walking around one of the chain office stores that sells all the gadgets and stuff like that. And they were selling the Bluetooth thing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And that's my new thing. I'm sure Tracy Lawrence is going to be complaining about this pretty soon also, is that you got the people that walk around, you know, if you're in the car, you know, you don't have your hands free, throw this thing on your ear and you can talk on the phone and do what you got to do, right? But if you're walking into a restaurant, getting ready to sit down to a meal, and you got this thing blinking on the side of your head, you look like an alien, for God's sake. What's wrong with you? It's a status thing, though. It's a status thing, straight up. It's status. Look at me. I have my big, expensive Bluetooth on the side of my head. It means that I'm important. That's what cell phones were back in the day, if you noticed. I mean, I saw people do this when I was younger. The one person that had, like, the carrying case phone, you know, you're at a red light. I'd love to see these guys sitting there going, you know, shaking their heads, looking at people while they're on their phone in their car. They thought they were so cool. It comes down to status again, I think, though. It's like, well, and like you said, Nathan, was that Nathan?
I'm still waiting for them to come out with another cell phone that has, like, a dial on it. You know, like the old James Bond car phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that would rock.
But I think it comes to status, though. And
I mean, let's do that. Pet peeves from 2007. Does anybody have any modern
Doug.
Pet peeves?
People.
Just me? Just
Scott.
The human race.
MPI, only loving Doug.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute.
Scott L., you had me when you were telling your story. Red Lobster, two hot chicks walked in. I mean, you had the makings of a real hot story. Technical stuff.
Well, Tracy
Lawrence. I love Lobster.
Tracy Lawrence read. Tracy Lawrence is the one that wrote that article. It wasn't my story at all. It was Tracy Lawrence who noticed that. But no, I mean, really, it comes down again. I think, and I don't want to go into a big political argument on this thing, but I think it does come down to a lot of advertising and things like that. You know, we see it every day in advertising. We're bombarded by it every day. There was one I saw. There's some new internet business you can start up, right? We saw this the other day, Amber, if you remember. We were flicking around the TV and we found, you know, this station. And they were talking about some new I'm a millionaire. I was poor. I had no money, but I started up my own internet business, and my website works for me now. Of course, the girl's sitting there with this massive cleavage right on the camera, right? And it's like,
yeah, it's cleavage.
Yeah, yeah, it's cleavage. See, Sean shut down until I said the word cleavage.
Every week.
Yeah. It comes down, I mean... I don't think I'm talking about rocket science here. I think a lot of people understand what I'm saying. I think you understand what I'm saying, Doug. A lot of it comes down to status. You know, I have to have this huge house. I have to have this huge truck because it makes me the king of my own little island. Like it says, the Tracy said, we all have our own little islands, our own little kingdoms now. And what you said, Nathan, is like, well, what is a democracy? Isn't it based on individualism? Of course it is. But there have to be some rules, I think, put in place just to keep people kind of directed, correct, you know, in a certain line. Park in between the lines, for God's sake. That's one of my 2007
mm-hmm.
pet peeve.
Yeah.
People need to learn how to park. People need to learn how to park their cars, especially when they're driving one of these gigantic, huge things with a satellite dish on it. They're going to, like, beam up to the moon or something like
that's
that.
That's what I have.
Yeah, that's what you have. Yeah. You do.
Well, I do.
What's that, Nathan?
You know what, guys? I think there's been a slowdown with the SUVs and stuff like that being bought since Enzyte. That's what came out. And Smiling Bob, it seems to work for him. Doug, you can tell. Go ahead.
Right. I'm waiting for this.
People don't need big SUVs anymore now that Enzyte.
Are you saying, Sean, that there are fewer people out there having to prove themselves?
Yeah.
Right.
They're
my co-host.
They're trying to
go
compensate,
ahead, Nathan,
is what he's trying to say.
Well,
no.
Oh, and secondly, I love you, Bonnie. I love you, Doug. I love you, Scott
you
L.
Too,
I love everybody
Sean
there in that room. And, Bonnie, how do I call into the show again?
I think you already did, honey.
Yeah.
I know, I just love to hear you say it.
Okay. Say it again, Bonnie.
The phone number is 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, press 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. To raise your hand and let us know that you want to speak to us, press 11.
Okay. I swear to God, Scotty, I've heard that voice on the Nightline chat site. You know,
are you sure it wasn't on Skinamax?
It might have been. I love that voice.
I think it really is a lot of status, people having to prove something to themselves.
Well, there's a new thing, a new why not me, that what? Directly affects the paranormal community that just makes me cringe nowadays.
Boy.
Why can't I have a TV show?
Oh, boy.
Because the ones that are out aren't that great to begin with?
Well,
ooh.
I kid.
I think you haven't even seen. How many Ghost Hunters have you seen?
Like 3 episodes.
Mm. How many of the other ones have you seen?
I'm washing my hair on those.
Oh, those days, yeah.
I was licking stamps.
You were?
Hey, has anybody ever seen Proof Positive?
I saw one part of one episode, and I believe it contained Sean Lee Christopher Burris.
Well,
I've seen that episode and it sucked, but I mean, the one first.
Well, you know, it's ironic because it's funny you brought that up, Sean. Because the other day I was just thinking about that. You know, we were just at Whispers of State with you, Sean, and I thought about, you know, years going back now of how long we've known you, Sean, and how we met you initially. And I don't remember exactly how. I think Sean contacted us or something like that.
He emailed me.
He emailed you.
And then I asked him a question totally unrelated to whatever he emailed, and I said, how in the world can you belong to a humongous organized group of ghost hunters?
I think that's because when we were all jaded out back
then.
Yeah,
we had been jilted on two different groups at that point.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he says, oh, but it lets me do this and that and the other thing and resources. And I thought, well, you know, that's all right. Mm-hmm. And then so finally he's like, well, you know, come on down, let's go ghost hunting. So so we did. You didn't go
I
that first trip.
I out buying SUVs.
But that's how we met you. I mean, I remember this, like, you know, the first time we met you, it was like, well, this guy's on proof positive. This guy's heavy. This guy's, you know, and you still are as heavy as you ever were, Sean. You're still the man.
I'm losing weight, thank you.
And you're smoking hot.
It's the inside.
Sean makes Bluetooth look good.
You should be a model for the Bluetooth.
Yes,
you got a great ear. Let's
ear
look at a picture
is,
of that.
Yes, exactly.
But my diamond ring.
That is an interesting point, though, Doug. Because I think that we've had some pretty substantial people come on this show and say the same thing. Like, you know, look, if you're going to get into this stuff, as far as the paranormal is concerned. Get into it because you want to do it. You want to learn. You want to grow. How many times have we preached that on this show? Get into this because you want to do it, because you love this stuff, because you're interested in this stuff, because you want to grow and learn. Not because it's going to get you can start up your own podcast or you can start up your own show or whatever it may be. I mean, I want to be nice about it.
An example of us ghost hunting that we have to play.
Oh yeah,
we have to play this.
I got in this for the chicks, fellas. Yeah.
How's that working out? Yeah. Hey,
I'll get back on that.
I want to play the MHALL.
Oh, come on.
We have to. This is ghost hunting at its finest. This was taken. At Thursday at Whispers of State.
Which one now?
MHALL.
MHALL.
Yeah, Mary had a little lamb.
It was.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the stuff you sent me, Doug. Oh, there it is. All right, I see it. I found it.
That's
it. Okay,
right
cool.
There.
Well, now wait a minute. Now. Is this going to like totally like negate everything we just said a few minutes ago?
No. This is ghost hunting. This is just an example of ghost hunting at its finest. And you've got to pay attention. Now, the first part's pretty normal. Then there's an uncomfortable.
No cursing in this, is there?
No. Then there's an uncomfortable. There should be. The uncomfortable silence. And then we did the second verse. And it just sort of, at the very end, you've got to hear the very, very end of this. Remember, we're trying to contact a little girl, an 8-year-old little girl.
All right, go ahead. Here we go.
That was hideous.
That was the worst example of trying to talk to a little girl I've ever heard in my life.
And you know, that was captured on all the recorders because I had the same one on mine too. And I remember that going on, like, I remember us all sitting in that, you know, we were in the parlor, and we sang the first verse, obviously, and everybody just stopped, and I'm like, wait, there's more. Why are we all stopping right
now? And not everybody knew the very end, and it just turned into nothing. It was hilarious.
Amber apparently has it on video.
I think next time we try to, if we're going into a hunt and we're going to try and contact a little girl, we need to have a list of nursery rhymes all printed out like Grimstone has.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that would happen. Right, Chris?
Everybody is in agreement on what, you know, what to sing and what to
Nathan,
say.
What was that?
I was just making sure here. Sean was with you when you did this, right?
Yeah, yeah. We lost Sean, though. Sean went away.
Yeah, he sort of fell off the internet.
Recording on the other night.
What's that?
Yes, he was recording.
Yeah, yeah.
But was he? The as far as I remember, he's not supposed to be around 8-year-old girls. So.
Nice stab at the guy when he falls off the phone line.
I love it.
He's got no way to defend himself. That's great. No, again, though, I think, you know, we were kind of going back and forth between this thing. And, yeah, I mean, I let's say it again. I mean, do this stuff because you love to do it. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. There's so many different gray areas with this, though, too, because we've met a lot of people that are doing their own DVDs. They're doing their
own. I love that.
They're doing stuff, you know. But
I want people to do their own DVDs. I got, you know, the Clarksville Ghost Hunters did one, and they just handed it to me outside of Mid-South.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And of course, that's how we met.
You know, and I forgot
Missouri Paranormal.
I forgot his name again, the gentleman from Clarksville. I actually saw it the other day and said, that's the guy, because he's the guy. We made fun of that all weekend, because he's like, I watched your show and I loved it. And I'm like, how'd you watch our show? it was a total fluke.
He meant listen. But,
yeah, no. But it was, yeah, but the whole weekend, he's like, he had to keep rimming me on that the whole weekend. And I keep forgetting his name. I think Sean's back. Sean, are you there?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, I just want to say one thing real quick, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I wanted to say, I got a prediction to go with last week's predictions, actually. I'm seeing something. It's coming through. It's the Colts winning the Super Bowl yet again this year. I'm just going to throw that out there. The Colts will be victorious. The Patriots will not make it, folks. There you have it.
Well, woo-hoo! All right, I'll call my bookie right now.
Thank you, Sean.
No one ever predicts the Stanley Cup. I'm getting tired of this.
Because hockey...
You don't watch it. There will be a Royal Rumble in here.
What was that, Nathan? Hockey. What was that, Nathan?
I said they're only predicting things that matter.
Because hockey is an elitist sport.
Nathan, I will see you again. And I will remember this, and you will hurt when I'm done.
Nathan, Sean, we're going to...
Love you guys.
Yeah, hang on. We're going to go to break, guys, all right? And I am going to mute our line this time, because I don't want anything slipping out again. Wow. Yeah, I never thought we'd go. But, you know... Did we make any sense here at all, though, Doug? I hope
so.
We did.
We got to play Mary Had a Little Lamb, and that was my favorite.
Well, we got a lot more to play. I got some funny clips to play, too. Oh, by the way, before we do go to break there, Gowan's going to kill me, too, I think, for doing this. But you, Christopher...
Yeah, oh, yes.
It's on the homepage right now.
You have to go to ghostlytalk.com. www.ghostlytalk.com and watch the clip of Gowan Ghost.
This was not his fault at all. He's not a scaredy cat in any way. It was a total. He just was startled, but it was hilarious. it was so funny. But yeah, that's up on the homepage. I think I have the audio of that, though, too, where we can play that just on the show. YouTube
that would be awesome.
YouTube does not like the computer, I found out the hard way.
Right.
Chris told me over the weekend. Or a couple days ago, that you remember we tried playing that clip last week?
Right.
And he's like, I don't know what happened. Everything went to garble. So something with YouTube doesn't like us or something
okay.
like that. We need to work on that. But, yeah, let's take a quick break. Sean, Nathan, thanks for dropping in and talking to us for a few minutes, guys. And there's something going on in the chat room. Guys, thank you. And your shows, you guys are broadcasting tonight also, right?
We are.
So thank
you for that insightful answer.
Evidently, they are saving their voices because coming up after Ghostly Talk, if you head over to www.ghostanddemon.com, you can tune into the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Dear friends of ours, we go back a very long time with both these gentlemen. Definitely check out their show. We're going to break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.